Good morning, and welcome to Mornings for the Master on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host today. I am glad that you're with us, and I hope that you will stay tuned with us for the next hour or so as we spend time in God's Word this morning. We have been studying the Old Testament in the year 2017, and at this time we are in the Psalms. And this morning we come to the 119th Psalm. This is the longest chapter in the Bible. And we're going to break this down over several days. And this morning we're going to continue this study. And we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 88 this morning. Here in this 119th Psalm. And we are going to dispense with our announcements at this time and go right into our study, as we have a lot to cover this morning. And so we'll begin in these Psalms. I think it's important that we do just read through these also and reflect upon them. So I encourage you at this time to turn your Bible to Psalm 119. The heading for this is Meditations on the Excellencies of the Word of God. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek them with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. You have commanded us to keep Your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Your statutes! Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all Your commandments. I will praise You with uprightness of heart when I learn Your righteous judgments. I will keep Your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to Your word. With my whole heart I have sought You. Oh, let me not wander from Your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against You. Blessed are You, O Lord, teach me Your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of Your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Your testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on Your precepts and contemplate Your ways. I will delight myself in Your statutes. I will not forget Your word. Deal bountifully with Your servant, that I may live and keep Your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from Your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide Your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for Your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from Your commandments. Remove me from reproach and contempt, for I have kept Your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but Your servant meditates on Your statutes. Your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. Make me understand the way of Your precepts, so shall I meditate on Your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to Your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me Your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to Your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. For your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision. Yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me. But I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good, and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease. But I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood. But I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know you, your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching for your word, saying, "When will you comfort me?" For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. That is the first 88 verses of Psalm 119. The writer of this psalm is unknown, but the most commonly speculated penman is David. The author is without question the Holy Spirit. And as we mentioned at the beginning, the 119th Psalm is the longest chapter of the Bible. The overriding thought throughout this psalm is the magnificent law of God. There is so much for us to learn from this psalm, as we live in a time period when man has so little regard for God's word. And the psalmist here today points us toward his deep and abiding love of the Lord and his word. Amazingly, the law of God is mentioned in some form in 173 of the 176 verses of this psalm. The style of this psalm is also interesting in that the first 8 verses begin with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and then the next 8 with the second letter, and so on through the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And so let us now begin to glean from this treasure of the Scriptures the 119th Psalm. This section, Aleph. Verse 1 said, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord." The psalmist calls those who walk in the way of the Lord blessed. We must walk pure and righteously if we are truly walking in the way of the Lord. To walk in the way of the Lord is the greatest and most satisfying of all lifestyles. There is always contentment and joy to be found in walking in the way and the law of the Lord. Even in trials and tribulations, there is joy. No other way of life can offer such peace to an individual. Verse 2, "Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart." Indeed, blessings await those who keep the testimonies or the laws of God. We also see that it is more than the outward actions of keeping the law. For the blessing awaits those who keep the law with the whole heart. It is for those who thus worship in spirit and in truth. Verse 3 says, they also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. The blessed are not sinless, but they do not pursue after sin. When the blessed stumble in sin, they repent and get up and serve God again. The blessed truly walk in the ways of the Lord. Verse 4 says that you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Recall that Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The blessed will walk in his ways by keeping the precepts diligently as they follow the law of Christ. Verse 5 says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. The psalmist desires for his ways to be the way of God, to not have warring within his soul, but to remove self and be directed to keeping and following wholly the Lord God's statutes or laws. Verse 6 says, then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. Those who seek to keep the commandments will never be put to shame. We will be the workman that needeth not to be ashamed, 2 Timothy 2:15. The faithful disciple will give all diligence to assure compliance with all commands of the Lord. Verse 7 says, I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn of your judgment, your righteous judgments. The more that one matures in faith and grows in knowledge, the more you will be impressed with the goodness and justness and rightness of the Word of God. Daily, we should be more desirous to give praise to God because of his glorious character and his majesty and his perfectness. And verse 8 said, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. Daily we will desire to follow and give praise to God. Our desire to keep his statutes will grow daily. God will remember his people in any trial, and we have hope in any struggle. Now the second section, Beth, verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. The psalmist here expresses concern for the young. How will one keep himself cleansed in the days of their youth with all of its passions and temptations? The answer is to grow interest in the word, to study and meditate upon it. Allow the young heart to be molded and shaped by the precious book divine. As the powerful word fills the mind, there is less and less room for Satan to gain a foothold, and it will be more and more difficult for sin to find its way into the younger individual's life. Verse 10, with my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. We should follow the example of Paul and examine ourselves daily. It is very easy to begin to wander or drift away from the commandments when we begin to grow to be less, or when we grow more concerned about the cares and trouble of this world and our daily life. It becomes so easy to drift away. And so we must daily practice pure religion to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Perhaps one of the most well-known verses of the Psalms is verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Temptations are sure to come at us in this life. But when we fill ourselves with the Word of God, we are prepared and strong to face the temptations of the flesh. We are able to use the Word to ward off temptations. Jesus told Satan, "It is written," repeatedly in the temptation events of Matthew 4. Verse 12 says, "Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes." The psalmist gives praise to the Lord and requests for an understanding of the law in all the ways that will help him to better follow and serve and please God. We should be impressed by his desire for devotion to God. Verse 13, "With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth." I am reminded of Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel." Ezra prepared his heart, kept the law, and taught it to others. Verse 14 says, "I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches." The psalmist has grown in his understanding to realize that there is greater rejoicing in the law of God than there is to be found in all the riches of the world. Verse 15, "I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways." Do you dwell upon the Word of God daily? Have you made it as taught in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9? "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gate." Verse 16, "I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word." The mature saint will take delight in the law of God, and once it is bound upon the heart, we will not leave nor forget the word by straying off from it. Let us seek to truly hide the word in the heart that we might not sin against God. The next section, Gimel, verse 17, says, "Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word." The psalmist desires to live the abundant life, not the one found in worldly riches, but the one found in living in God. Jesus came that we might have life and to have it more abundantly. This can be found in the keeping of the word with a joyful heart. Verse 18 says, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. When faith grows, the eyes become more clear to the spiritual things. We see the wonders of God's grace and God's mercy. We can see the providential care of God more clearly in the lives of men. We began to see and understand the things of the church. We can see more than the psalmist could living under the old law of Moses. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, concerning the prophets, said, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desired to look into. Verse 19 says, I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. Our life on this earth is but a vapor. We are here for a moment and then we are gone. The gospel is the passport to eternal life. The word of God, the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ, represent permanence. We must keep them ever before us to lay hold on eternal life through the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 20, my soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. The psalmist continually longs for the word. He literally hungers or thirsts for the word with such intensity that his soul breaks with longing for it. He yearns to study and to read the judgments of the Lord. Oh, for that kind of zeal in the land today towards the word. Verse 21, you rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. He considers the lives of those who live without a contrite and broken spirit. What happens to those who are consumed with pride? God rebukes and punishes those who wander astray from the precious words of life. Verse 22, remove me from reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. The psalmist is confident that he has faithfully kept the ways of the Lord, and he asked the Lord to remove him from reproach and contempt of the world because of his faithful obedience. The Lord will do just that, for the faithful will never be put to shame. Verse 23 says, princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. The powers or rulers, the princes or kings of this age have scoffed at even the thought that there is a God. Even though the world and its princes try to stifle and remove God from the public eye, the faithful servant will still meditate upon the goodness and justice and mercy of the Almighty and stand in the gap for the Lord in spite of whatever the consequences may be in the earthly realm. Verse 24 says, your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. Recall that Psalm 1 and verse 1 told us that blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Our delight will be in your word, your law, and it will be our counsel and guide to uphold, according to Psalm 1 and verse 2. Now as we move to the fourth section of this psalm, Daleth, verse 25 says, "My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word." The fourth section of the psalm begins with the psalmist in despair or grief of some type. His soul is flat on the ground and crying to God to revive him in the word and the joy of salvation. 26 says, "I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes." He has confessed his sinful way and has shown a penitent heart, and God has restored him. The psalmist desires the closeness of his heart and soul to be close to the word. We see a similar attitude in David after his sin with Bathsheba. He desired to have a clean heart. Recall Psalm 51 in verse 10 in that psalm of repentance of David. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Verse 27 says, "Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works." The psalmist expresses the desire for greater understanding of the precepts of the laws of the Lord. The psalmist will accomplish this through study, meditation, and reflection upon the word. We understand that we can obtain understanding only through study and meditation upon the wondrous works of Christ as we read in the word. Verse 28, the psalmist says, "My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word." Whatever troubles the psalmist was enduring, and it greatly sorrowed him, his soul was melting from the heaviness or stress. He was to the point of tears. He turns to the source for his strength, which is the word of God. Verse 29 says, "Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously." Indeed, liars have no part or place in heaven. Their place is reserved with Satan and his legions for eternity in the lake of fire and brimstone. The psalmist desires that the thought of lies be completely removed from him and replaced with the word of God. Verse 30 says, "I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me." The psalmist has chosen the good way. He has chosen to follow the way of truth rather than the lies of Satan. The word of God and his judgments are right before us if we will be willing to follow the Father. Verse 31, "I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame." As Paul told us, we should prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Paul said in Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." In verse 32, "I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. When we completely commit to keeping the commandments out of love, our heart will enlarge with more mercy, compassion, and forgiveness, and more boldness to proclaim Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. This section has pointed out to us the importance of purity of heart and desire to serve. Next section, he, beginning in verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. The psalmist wisely understands that to learn the law of God and to keep the law, as Ezra did, is the only way to live, which is to learn it, to live it, and to teach it. Verse 35 says, make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness. The theme continues of learning it, living it, and teaching it. He earlier had asked to remove the thoughts of lies from his consciousness, and now he seeks to remove covetousness from any of his thoughts. This is how we should be. We should be working to remove the thoughts of any of the various vices that may have affected our lives, and to remove it by filling ourselves with the Word. Because when we fill ourselves with the Word, it will choke out the vices like lies and covetousness. Verse 37, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. The worthless things of the world can distract the eyes. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The psalmist seeks to remove now these thoughts of worldliness and to replace them with the ways of God. Only if this were the attitude of more of us today. Verse 38 says, establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. The word can be learned and lived and applied by the devoted. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the path of knowledge and wisdom that leads to spiritual maturity. Verse 39 and 40 say, turn away my reproach, which I dread. For your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. What a tremendous attitude. Each of us as individuals should be longing for righteousness in our lives. The next section, Wah, begins with verse 41. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. Notice here that the psalmist sees the connection between the mercies of God and salvation. The mercies of God have been extended to man. There is a way of salvation that is found in the powerful gospel message. 42. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually forever and ever. Again, we see the Ezra syndrome of learn it, live it, and teach it. Verse 45 says, And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. John chapter 8 and verse 32 tells us that we can know the truth and that the truth would set us free. When we seek God's precepts, we will be able to know the truth and be free as we walk in liberty. 46, I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. Verse 48 says, My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Let us be willing to proclaim the gospel to all men, regardless of our or their place in society. Not being ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and not being a respecter of person. We will love the Word of God to the point that we become like Jeremiah. As we read in Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9, Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. The next section, Zion, begins in verse 49. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. Have you considered that the same God who made all of the promises to those in the Scripture is the same God that we serve today? The hope we have is completely justified. Verse 50, This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The word of God will sustain any situation. His grace is sufficient. The word is truly the bread of life to the believer. 51. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. The proud and sinful hold the Christian in contempt, but we can find the comfort and hope we need in the centuries of the faithfulness of the Lord and the enduring beauty and strength of the Word of God. Verse 53 says, Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. The psalmist hated sin, and we must abhor sin and be literally disgusted by sin. We must abhor the sin, yet still love the sinner. This is the case with the homosexual behavior, for example. We hate the sin, yet we love the individual. Verse 54 says, Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. Our days will be joyous and filled with the songs of praise unto the Lord as we journey through this life. Our thoughts should be upon the goodness of God as we lay our head upon the pillow at night. This joy is the byproduct of keeping the commandments. And now we move to the next section, Heth, beginning in verse 57. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. The Lord is my portion, my all. To keep his words is our passion. 58. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. If we deny self, pick up our cross, and follow him, we are assured in his word that he will have mercy upon us. We must realize the inferiority of our ways and make the good choice to follow his testimonies or laws. Verse 60, I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. Even if we fall into the hands of the wicked, we must not forget the law, or that God will forget us. 62. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. Our hearts will be thankful in all situations, and we have the comfort and encouragement that we are brothers and sisters with all those who fear the Lord and keep his precepts. What a joy it is to have such a family. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. Indeed, God is good. He has been merciful to us all of our days. Again, like the psalmist and Ezra, learn it, live it, teach it. The next section, Teth, begins in verse 65. Our time is getting away from us this morning as we speed up a little bit here. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease. But I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. God has been kind to the psalmist. The psalmist sought to do right, but had strayed away. He understood that his troubles and the chastisement, as an effect, a consequence of that, were the result of his sin. But God is good and faithful when returned to. The psalmist understands that his real joy and delight is only when he is devoted to following the precepts of the Lord. There is where true happiness is found. He learned that affliction had made him better and stronger and closer to the Lord. The Lord rebukes and chastens those he loves. Silver and gold do not compare with the joy of life for a disciple. The next section begins in verse 73, Jod. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. It is God that has made man and crafted him in his amazing and complex body. And God has given us the mind and the intellect to survive and thrive and the ability to learn his commandments. Verse 74, those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. If the psalmist here is David, we see that the faithful know that David is faithful, and rather than shrink back with fear, they are glad to see him, knowing that he is looking out for their interest, because his trust is in the living God. 75. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Will you and I have the level of faith to trust that our afflictions are for our benefit, and through our weaknesses we are made strong? What a powerful faith displayed here by the psalmist. 76. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Place your life in the merciful love of God. There is comfort and joy and delight in living in the ways and laws of the Lord. 78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. The psalmist desires that the unrepentant sinners be brought to shame, especially those who defraud others through lies and deceit. The psalmist desires to be upright in the eyes of the Lord, and to not have to be ashamed, because his delight is in the law of the Lord. And finally, our last section this morning, Kaf, beginning in verse 81. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. The psalmist enters this section in a state of despair, but he looks to the word for hope. 82. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, when will you comfort me? He has studied the word intently, but had not found yet the comfort he desired. 83. For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? Like the martyrs in the book of Revelation, his cry out to the Lord is, how long? 85. The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. He is trusting in God through the trial and the tribulation. He knows that the only escape is God. Help me, Lord, is his plea. Just like Peter cried out, Lord, save me, when he was sinking into the deep. 87. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. And this is much like the psalmist and Paul. And in fact, we think of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 as we engage in this race. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. This beautiful psalm is teaching us to delight in the law of God. This is so much more than a set of do's and don'ts, as some would have you to believe. It is the way to a life that is filled with the abundant riches that this world will never be able to offer you, even if you were to have the wealth of Bill Gates or Donald Trump or the Walton family. It is the life that endures and fulfills. And rather like earthly riches that are for but a season, these are riches that will endure for all of eternity. Our time is up this morning. I hope that you have been encouraged by these beautiful words of this psalm that the Holy Spirit has given to us for our benefit. I hope that you will tune in again tomorrow for another edition of Mornings for the Master at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time with Brother Groda and Brother Hendricks, as they will continue our walk here in the 119th Psalm. If the Lord wills, I will see you again next Thursday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time here on Mornings for the Master. I also invite you to join me on Fridays at 11 a.m. for a 30-minute program that we call Studies in the Gospels, as we examine the life of Christ as found in the four gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we certainly welcome and invite you to join us at that time each Friday. And so, until next time, this is Chris McElyea, and I hope that you have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.